KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today, Carol Vandermeer and I are talking with Merritt Perry, the city manager of Fortuna. He's going to be giving us an update on some of the trails activities that are going around in and around the city of Fortuna. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning. Thanks so much for taking the time today, and I got your latest list of talking points here. Wow, there appears to be a lot more going on there than I thought.
Yeah, not all just natural trail projects, but definitely some trail segments and different pieces for recreation, and then some parkland acquisition improvements. So, you know, a lot of things for people to get out and about, but not necessarily some of the long linear trail projects like we've been seeing in other parts of the county.
Fantastic. So what do you want to touch on first?
You know, one of the more interesting things is something that wasn't even a city effort, but the effort by Riverlife to take on a piece of this right-of-way where, you know, we've had a lot of trash dumping and illegal camps, and open it up and to see the public, you know, to put together a project like that where they can basically maintain the railroad right-of-way, you know, by trimming some vegetation and the addition of some gravel and getting people out there using something that's, you know, kind of been an attractive nuisance is a real surprise how they were able to get that done efficiently, and then the vision of being able to, you know, walk from Fortuna to Fernbridge or Lolita, you know, I think is a great vision. We have people who are enjoying that already going from Palmer to the city of Fortuna and not having to walk on the freeway, which I think is just great. And I could imagine people wanting to walk from Fortuna and go get breakfast in Lolita in the future and make that a nice half-day excursion.
Absolutely. Kudos to Sean Swanson. I had him on to talk about that when he was about ready to go. The Wendt Memorial Trail, I believe it's called, correct?
Yeah, I think he named it kind of informally the Dennis Wendt Memorial Trail.
Right.
You know, I think some of the folks that helped develop the Great Redwood Trail Agency were a bit surprised, and so I know Sean's working right now with trying to formalize some of the permissions to do some of the, you know, the maintenance work that really allows some interim use. You know, it's not a long-term thing, it's an interim use, but, you know, I think that's could be a great model for other parts of the right-of-way to, you know, get people on there in a recreational manner. It's not, you know, an ADA-compliant trail or meet Class 1 standards, but to get people using a right-of-way rather than having it a place where, you know, people are dumping garbage or, you know, camping illegally and creating other nuisances. I think it's a really good model and one that should be considered.
No, it did amazing work, and for very little money too.
Yeah,
a lot of volunteer stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of drive on Sean's part to really get that done and make a place that he cares about a lot better. And then to go down there and see, you know, people of all different ages using it. It's like, okay, hey, we can do this. It doesn't have to be the, you know, $2 million a mile trail. You know, maybe there's some other alternatives, and we can get some access on some of these places where people want to go on the NCRA right away. So it'll be interesting to watch and see, you know, if Sean's able to expand that and work on that and get support from the county and the city and others and what the limits of that will ultimately be.
Right. And I think what will help is it has been pretty widely accepted very well. A lot of people are really appreciative of it, and I think that definitely helps pave the way to get all the right permissions to get this going forward.
Yeah, you have to be careful and make sure you're not having environmental impacts and not really doing a whole lot outside the developed railroad prism, which he isn't. So, again, I think he'll continue to have public support for that, and I think, you know, we'll see the agencies get behind that as something that is helpful. If you look at some of the before and after pictures of what that right-of-way looked like before he went in there, you know, with just a lot of dumping, and you look at it now, and it's a nice place where you can look over the Eel River, and people are using it and biking and feel comfortable being there. I think it's just it was a surprise to me how quick and efficiently he could do it, and I think it's, again, a good example of, you know, a kind of a low-budget way to get some people out in some of those spots.
Absolutely. And, of course, eventually, as the Great Redwood Trail becomes developed, you know, that will be incorporated into it, as it is along the same right-of-way, and eventually it may even become a Class 1 trail. But for now, it is absolutely functional and usable, and kudos to all the hard work.
Yeah, and as the public uses some of those sections informally, they'll ultimately demand and want to see some of those sections paved and have them more accessible.
Yep.
And I think the development costs ultimately will be much less for the Great Redwood Trail Agency to come into a right-of-way that's been maintained and has some fresh gravel and not overgrown with brush, and you don't see it getting taken over by, you know, vegetation and other things. It'll be a lot easier to assess and do planning work and ultimately permit some permanent trail projects.
Absolutely. And of course, the right-of-way of that entire section, you know, between the Bay Area and here, that is where some heavy lifting is going on right now, as it goes from the North Coast Railroad Authority to this new agency that will be in charge of getting that trail put in between the Bay Area and here. So a lot of work going on at that point right there as that transition takes place. And it's been interesting to watch how it's been going. And fingers crossed that it all goes smoothly.
Yeah.
But we do have that contiguous right-of-way, and it's really important that it be protected and not reabsorbed as the railroad disappears.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're seeing the cities branch out from the center of the cities, and even some cities reconnect, like Arcata and Eureka. So, the state can come in and play their role to connect all the different cities. That'll be great.
Absolutely. What other projects are going on?
Another exciting one. We're not quite over the hump of completing it yet, but we did receive a River Parkway grant to acquire approximately 7 acres between Riverwalk Drive and Sandy Prairie Levee along the Eel River for a natural area that could have informal walking trails. We've been working with Friends of the Eel River Recovery Project and the Friends of the Van Dusen and Eric Stockwell, who have shared with us a vision for a salmon parkway and opportunities for kind of natural interpretive signs and to establish a place close to the Eel River where, you know, people can have an interface with the river and really see it. It's an amazing spot if you ever go out on Sandy Prairie Levee, especially in the fall when the salmon are there. You can just see, you know, at times in the peak of the run when they're held up there before moving up river, you can just literally sit there and count, you know, dozens and dozens of salmon jumping over an hour, the course of an hour, even more. And just a really, you know, a great treasure for people who recognize it. There's a lot of people who use it, but if we can, you know, be successful in this acquisition and make a spot where we have a nice interface with the river, I think that'll be a great spot where we can look at other trail options originating from there.
That's wonderful. Now, closer to on the Eureka side, there is a lot of talk about expanding the Hikshari Trail south to CR, but I'm looking at your notes here, and there's some talk about extending a trail from Fortuna to CR. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so one of the things that HCOG, the members of the Technical Advisory Committee put a project together to look at a Eureka to Scotia Trail corridor assessment. I worked really closely on steering that project with the county and HCOG staff, and so that really identified a number of trail segments in the future from Eureka to Scotia. And I think, you know, there's in that document you can see some of the connections that are identified from Eureka to College of the Redwoods, and also from College of the Redwoods south to Fortuna, and also from Fortuna down to the Van Dusen River. So, you know, I think that, again, that's going to be another one as the public demands it. You know, you've seen Eureka expanding their trails to the south with the Hikshari, so the next natural piece where you have a lot of vehicle trips on the highway would be to extend that to CR. So similarly here in Fortuna, it would be great someday to be able to extend a trail from Fortuna to College of the Redwoods. You have, you know, Fortuna being a big community center.
Sure.
And a lot of, you know, residents who go to College of the Redwoods, it would just be great if you could establish a new mode of transportation for folks rather than having to force them to get a car to go to community college. They could, you know, ride their bike, they get the health benefits, they'd, you know, save some vehicle trips and save money. I think it would be a great option and be a good benefit to the residents. But there's a long way to go. A lot of that's in the county. So I think, again, we're going to, you know, as we see public demand and some of the great examples set by Arcata, Eureka, and the county, that, you know, folks from Fortuna are going to want to see more of that, including a trail moving north to College of the Redwoods.
Well, one thing that will definitely help that is is the fact that the Great Redwood Trail was signed by the governor, and that of course that would go along that same corridor. So that definitely helps pave the way for that to piggyback onto that and create these trails that will be functional and help students between Fortuna and CR, and of course from CR to Eureka. At this point, the only way to get to CR, either north or south, is on the freeway. It's the only way to do it, and you can do it by car or you can do it by bike. Of course, if you do it by bike, you're riding along the freeway, which of course you do have the right to do, but there is risk involved in that, obviously.
Right. Definitely. And, an off-road trail, there's a lot of people out there who don't feel comfortable riding mm-hmm. on the freeways, and so they don't. And if, ultimately we can create an off-road option and create a facility that people feel safe, I think you'll see a lot more use. And you are seeing that more in the northern sections between Arcata and Eureka. And, people getting partway on those trails is encouraging them. And I see more mm-hmm. and more riders on that every day. One of the big obstacles I think people will point out if you look at Fortuna to College of the Redwoods is the tunnel near Lolita. And so this document looks at the different options, and the preferred option, I believe, is the, on the surface roads within the county. I believe it's Eel River Drive. And so that's one of the things. It would definitely depend on working with the county and seeing some of their facilities upgraded, and possibly, rather than the tunnel and on-road section that goes on some of the surface roads past Lolita.
You don't want to bike through that tunnel there?
Yeah, it's kind of, that route starts taking you away from kind of some of the developed areas.
Right.
I think it would be really interesting, and it's probably something that could be done, but uh-huh. I really haven't, I've walked to the entrance, but I haven't gone that whole direction nor seen the section of the right-of-way between there and CR. But, I think, as time goes on, that might be something that we start to look at more closely. But, with the surface streets, if you can add pedestrian connectivity on Eel River Drive, there
sure.
would be dual benefits for that. You could get people from Table Bluff into Lolita a little bit safer, and also have a connection for those folks. That would be a little more direct route to College of the Redwoods. So we'll see. I hope to focus some attention on that, and I think what we're seeing now is the more populated, heavily used areas branching out from there, and I'd like to get Fortuna in the spotlight in the future.
What's been the feeling from the general population of Fortuna with regard to trails? Are people getting pretty? Is there a lot of public buy-in with regard to trails in that area?
Recently we've received some input, from the public. There's a number of people who have called and expressed interest, and they want to see connectivity and they want to see trails. But I think it's looked at as a pretty big obstacle right now to really have a long rail with trail. But just looking at the use of the Sandy Prairie levee, one of the things we really need to do is do a trails master plan and a pedestrian master plan, because it's been a little while since we've really gotten the public out there to say, hey, what do you want? We get a lot of inquiries from different people who want different things, whether it's more walking trails in certain areas, or there are folks that have contacted us and they want to see Fortuna pursue some of these more regional trail projects. But I think what we really need to look closely at is, okay, what can we do in town to get people from place to place? Where do some trails make sense? Which ones do we want to improve? There's some other connections that, could happen between where, Sean Swanson effort is and the Sandy Prairie Levee Trail. I think what we need to do, probably one of our top priorities, is really get some good public input and hear from the public. So that's one of our next steps.
That's probably not a bad idea. We recently attended a Trails Summit that took place at the Kate Buchanan Room at HSU, which was very exciting. That really looked at the whole broad master plan of the area from here all the way to the Bay Area. But it would be good to have some kind of a local Trails Summit in Fortuna to get some public buy-in and input as to what they want in that region.
Absolutely. And we'll be targeting some grant funding so we could really put together a good effort and try to get some people out for that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
Perfect.
Idea.
Perfect. Yeah, and I might mention, we were talking about the Great Redwood Trail, and I don't know if folks have heard that one big hurdle was passed for the Great River Trail in that the budget was the $10.8 million that Senator McGuire requested for the Great Redwood Trail is included in the budget, and that is huge.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And that's going to help, you know, there's all kinds of things to help sort of shut down the NCRA, you know, functions and mm-hmm. buy out the debt and so on. So that's really good news, and a lot of listeners probably help support that by writing letters of support.
Fantastic.
So that's a big hurdle. And then I wonder, Cliff, if I could include a quick announcement about another great trail thing happening
Please.
In our area, is that the little hole in the Eureka Waterfront Trail is going to be filled.
So oh, that's so wonderful. That is
yes.
wonderful.
And, yeah, there's a little hole at the water between H and I by Waterfront Drive. And, in fact, tomorrow, Wednesday, June 19th, at 1:30, they're inviting the public out for a little ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate completing this section. So just folks can meet at the corner of I and Waterfront Drive for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. I'm especially excited about having that filled. It's kind of a dangerous spot.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
You know personally, you're risking the test of that.
I know personally. Slipping on old railroad tracks is not a good thing for an elbow, but I'm all better now and going to go out to that celebration.
Fantastic. Yeah, so if you've not been on the Eureka Waterfront Trail, there was a section that you're talking about that wasn't very big. But it was between those two streets, and it was dirt, and there was the old railroad tracks there, and you had like kind of boulders that were put there to keep cars from driving on that. And that was kind of like one of the last unfinished little pieces, and so good to see that's being completed. That will definitely add safety and also make it a little more obvious as to where to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
some point it's like, where does this rail go?
Yeah.
Does it go through here? Can I go through here? It was kind of like a question. Can I even go through here? Is this allowed? Yeah. But
definitely a change of feel when you start to walk across the railroad easement after mm-hmm. being on a trail or the mm-hmm. you know, waterfront trail either way.
Absolutely. So I'm so glad to see that is being done. That was definitely needed. Well, we are really pretty much out of time. Merritt, was there anything else that you wanted to touch on before we wrapped?
Just one important project, yes. Looking at the Kenmare Interchange and getting some connectivity. We really have the Riverwalk area as somewhat of a pedestrian island.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive across, but there's really not a great way to walk across. So we've been trying to work with Caltrans, and we have some money programmed to look at improving the Kenmare interchanges and creating pedestrian connectivity there. And we're looking in the longer term towards 12th Street. So some projects to reduce congestion and then also add some connections for people who want to get from one side of the city over to the Sandy Prairie Levee. So that's something that we have some funding for that we're going to be starting in 2019-2020, the fiscal year just ahead of us.
Fantastic. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Awesome.
All right. Well, good. We will wrap it up here. This conversation on Happy Trails you will find shortly at iTunes and at KHUM.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Thanks for having me on, Cliff. Thank you, Carol.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Happy Trails to you.